What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another exciting episode of
Whatever News!
In today's episode, we've got some stories to talk about. Okay, people, for starters, we got some updates regarding Black Clover's manga sales. Now, in case you don't remember, Black Clover's manga was stuck on a certain number of sales for a very long time as a franchise as a whole. However, with the ending of the anime, it has seen a pretty significant boost. So we're going to be taking a look at the sales, the recent sales number updated for the Black Clover manga. We got an update for the upcoming Jujutsu Kaisen popularity poll and something very interesting to note about how they're doing this poll. Opposed to how they've done a lot of the other polls as of recent, like One Piece and things like that. We also got a couple of other popularity polls, including the results for the Undead Unluck popularity poll. A lot of people really digging that Undead Unluck. And also we got the results of the Boruto popularity poll, and I've seen a few people bickering back and forth regarding the results of that. We're going to be taking a look at all of them. The author of Dr. Stone recently issued an apology. We're going to be taking a look at that. We got the latest top 50 manga sales for volumes, and we talked in a recent episode of Forever News about some manga sales, but I told you guys those were a little bit late. These are fresh, brand new, just posted today. So we're going to be taking a look at the top 50 manga volumes sold of the week. We got an upcoming festival, Aniplex Online Fest, that is going to bring about a lot of announcements. We're going to get into that. Shonen Jump announced a few different one-shots incoming. So we're going to take a look at the list of what's coming into the magazine for these upcoming one-shots. Unfortunate update regarding sales of some of the newbie manga, and in particular, them not ranking too well. We'll get into it. And probably one of the most shocking stories we have in this display of stories for this episode. Apparently, a woman was arrested for doing some insane shit and making some crazy threats against the former studio of Attack on Titan, the studio that did the first 3 seasons of Attack on Titan. Yeah, shit is getting crazy, and these are things not to be played with considering everything that's gone on in the last couple of years. So you'll understand what I'm talking about, and we'll definitely get into it. Very, very crazy stuff. And yeah, people, those are the stories we have for this episode. Without further ado, let's jump into another exciting episode of
Whatever News!
The only news source that provides anything and everything anime and manga related. And we don't bore you. We get into it. Let's do it.
No matter how you know.
Okay, people, so let's start off with Black Clover. It's been a while since we had an update on the full-on sales figure for the series and where it's at, how many volumes it has sold. And I want to say for the longest time, it was stuck on like 11 or 12 million sales. If I'm not mistaken, I think it was the tail end of last year. It was stuck at like 12 million, or it just reached 12 million. And it was like, holy cow, is Black Clover going to move? What's going to happen? Considering now the anime just recently wrapped up back in March. And apparently it jumped up a few million, which is great because Black Clover, you know, it was a little bit stagnant with the sales. But according to this, it says Black Clover has officially reached 15 million copies in circulation worldwide. While that's not, you know, the craziest number in the world, we've seen series like, you know, Jujutsu Kaisen hitting 50 million and all sorts of crazy shit. Black Clover still 15 million with an anime that was not widely received for the longest time. And ultimately, 15 mil, hopefully it keeps on jumping. Hopefully the anime ending is actually going to have a reverse effect where a lot of people are like, oh shit, I was digging the anime, let me go get into the manga, let me keep buying the volumes. But we'll see the next time we get a big update, because 3 million for a series that was stuck on 12 million, that's a very significant boost in the last few months for the Black Clover series. And yeah, I'm happy to see it. Yuki Tabata deserves it. He's been kicking ass for a long time. So 15 million sold, let's go. Next up, let's take a look at some of the upcoming one-shots that will be hitting Weekly Shonen Jump. Usually one-shots, if they're popular enough, they'll eventually get serialized. So we got the titles for the upcoming one-shots. It says Weekly Shonen Jump's new upcoming one-shots. Issue number 27, we're going to get Tatarashido by Yuki Suenaga and Takamasa Mou. So I'm not sure about that one. Issue number 28, Gekko Kanzen Sakabu by Koki Ishikawa. Again, I'm not familiar with that one. And issue number 29, we'll be getting Sleeping and Gang by Yuta Kawe. So yeah, a lot of unfamiliar authors that are dropping these one-shots, but looking forward to reading a couple of them. In case people don't know, it was back in the day that I was very excited for the Black Clover one-shot, and then eventually it got serialized, and here we are. So who knows, maybe one of these could be a magical one that's going to lead to a very popular series in the future, or they could all three fizzle out. We gotta wait and see. But yeah, Shonen Jump got some new one-shots incoming. Moving forward, we got an update. Apparently Jujutsu Kaisen is having its second character popularity poll, but it's going to be a little bit different than some of the previous popularity polls we we've seen, because according to this, it says Jujutsu Kaisen's second character popularity poll will only have a postcard voting system. Application tickets will be attached to Weekly Shonen Jump issue number 26 and volume 16 of the series, which basically means they don't care about input outside of Japan. Basically, the only way to be able to vote for this one is old-fashioned, how they've done up until recent times, of you gotta buy the magazine and then fill out the postcard and mail it in. So me and you can't participate in this, which means that they're doing this to get more info on what's rocking over there in Japan for Jujutsu Kaisen, to move forward on how to essentially cater to the market over there more. Because if, you know, we start participating over here in like the US or in the UK or Australia, wherever, it's gonna mix things up and they won't know how to proceed. And this is a very big title. This is basically the next big thing since Demon Slayer ended. So that's probably why they're doing this. It's a little shitty because, you know, a lot of Jujutsu Kaisen fans worldwide, not just in Japan, and I've been really loving how they've been doing these online popularity polls, like the One Piece one and things like that. But I guess for this one, they want to just stick to getting results from Japan themselves. And I guess because it's only the second one, maybe by like the fifth one and they know where they're going or something like that, maybe they'll do a worldwide one, assuming it makes it to a fifth one, because, you know, there's been talks of Jujutsu Kaisen not lasting too long, but we gotta wait and see. Either way, second character popularity poll will be incoming and we'll probably get the results in the next couple months. And while we're on the topic of popularity polls, Undead Unluck just released its first character popularity poll results, the top 10. Number 10, Mui. 9, Billy. 8, Tatiana. 7, Rip. 6, Gina. 5, Juice. 4, Shen. 3, Ano. 2, Fuko. And 1, Andy. And to be honest with you, it's been a little bit. I'm like somewhere in the 20s, I want to say, of chapters. And I really only remember that the main two characters is Andy and Fuko. And I want to say I also remember Shen, if I'm not mistaken. But they had a pretty decent turnout of votes. I mean, Andy alone was over 9,000 votes for Andy. And then Fuko as well. And yeah, Andy and Fuko, pretty dope. And I really got to catch up on Undead Unluck. I've been slacking. And I want to say even the English release just dropped over here of the first volume. So if you don't know anything about Undead Unluck, it's a pretty interesting series from what I've read thus far. You might want to check it out. And yeah, those are the character popularity poll results for the first character popularity poll of Undead Unluck. And since we're on a roll with character popularity polls, the Boruto first ever character popularity poll that I want to say was just done in the West. I don't believe this was like a Japan thing or from, you know, V Jump or Shonen Jump or anything like that. I think this was like an English Jump thing where they were just taking a look, because at the end of the day, Naruto and the Boruto property is more popular just worldwide than just in Japan. So that's probably why they were like, well, let's see what's going on and what's cooking, not just only in Japan, but everywhere else. And coming in from number 21 to 11, 21 Delta, 20 Chocho, that shocked the living shit out of me. 19 Ishiki, seems a bit low. 18 Ada. 17 Inojin. What? I wouldn't put Inojin in my top 30, but okay. 16 Orochimaru, he hasn't been seen in ages. 15 Momoshiki, likewise. 14 Code. Okay, I could see that. I would expect him more to be top 10, but that's not too off. 13, Shikamaru. 12, Shikadai. How is Shikadai above Shikamaru? What is this? 11, Kashin Koji. He would be easily, if we're talking about like Boruto stuff, he would be top 10, probably even top 5 of like the last year and some change, just being honest, because Kashin Koji was an amazing character. And now I'm starting to understand, though, a little bit of people questioning the validity of this popularity poll. Like, yeah, Shikadai over Shikamaru, Orochimaru on, Inojin on here. Like, what? And then the top 10, number 10, Sumire. Am I the only one that's just kind of like, where did this Sumire hype come from? I get it that they've been more so incorporating her into manga and stuff like that, because she was originally just an anime only that they little by little started wedging into the manga. But fam, like, who's really hype off that Sumire? Maybe I'm off on that, and if I am, forgive me, but I don't know how the hell Sumire landed in top 10. 9, Himawari. I mean, I have some hopes for Himawari to be great, but Himawari number 9 in the top 10? 8, Mitsuki. Okay, I probably have him in the 5, in the top 5, but alright. 7, Kawaki, 7? Oh, no. Throw the whole list away. Who else is gonna be on top of him? Kawaki number 7, when this dude has held this franchise on his back? Throw this list away. Sakura number 6? Throw it away. What? Sakura, number 6. Get this shit out of here. Number 5, Sasuke. I put him top 3. Number 4, Hinata. What the fuck is Hinata? Don't get me wrong, okay? Hinata's waifu for life, but what the fuck is Hinata? Who voted for this? What? Number 3, Sarada. Number 2, Naruto. Number 1, Boruto. Oh, no, 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 no. Kawaki not even being in top 5. Hinata being in top 5. Who the fuck gives a fuck about Hinata right now? Like, I got videos talking about and praising Hinata from the Naruto days. She hasn't done a motherfucking thing in Boruto. Why is Himawari in the top 10? Why is Sumire in the top 10? I'll be honest with you. This is a terrible, terrible, terrible character popularity poll. I mean, you got some of them right. Like, of course, Naruto is going to be in the top 3. That's cool. Sarada, awesome character. I rock with her. Boruto, the main character, he's the MC, so you would expect him. But my list would have been different. Like, honestly, I would have either Naruto or Kawaki at number 1. Maybe, you know, 1 and 2 would be occupied by Naruto and Kawaki. Probably number 3, Sarada. So Sarada's probably exactly where I would have put her. Number 4, probably Sasuke. Number 5 would have been Mitsuki. That probably would have been my top 5. But what the fuck, man? I ain't gonna lie. Like, this list is janky as hell. Whack. Like, yeah. Bad, bad, bad. Throw it away. Moving forward, the author, I want to say he's the author because there's the artist and author. There's two people that work on Dr. Stone. The author of Dr. Stone's manga recently issued an apology, and here's what happened. Richiro Inagaki apologizes because of Dr. Stone being sold out in many stores and mentions all volumes of the series could be reprinted soon. So it seems as though Dr. Stone is doing very well for itself. And yeah, when I first initially heard the story, I was like, he apologized. What did he apologize for? Like, is he getting canceled? What happened with him? But yeah, he's just being a really dope guy of like, hey, you can't get your hands on Dr. Stone volumes. I feel you. My bad. They'll probably get reprinted, especially we're getting another season of the anime soon. It'll get reprinted, so don't worry. And man, I kind of feel like I should catch up with Dr. Stone soon. I know probably a few people are going to encourage that in the comments because I've heard some wild shit about the manga. I'm an anime only on it, but I've heard some wild shit about the manga. Maybe I might. I don't know. But shout outs to Richiro Inagaki for, you know, apologizing for something. So like, yo, that's out of your control, fam. Like, it's selling like hotcakes. That's a dope thing. Congrats to you. Okay, people, next up, we got an announcement for Aniplex Online. It says Aniplex Online Fest returns July 4th, and it will provide the latest information on Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba, Sword Art Online Movie, Progressive Audio of a Starless Night, Fate Grand Order Anime Project, and Madoka Magica X Magia Record. Now, of those, of course, very excited to see what they got to say about Demon Slayer Kimetsu no Yaiba. Maybe it'll be about the upcoming season, because by then, I want to say we'll be one season shy of season 2 dropping, and also the video game will be coming around that point as well. Sword Art Online Progressive, I'm looking a little bit forward to it. I was hoping for it to be a series and not a movie, but all right. Don't really care about Fate Grand Order. I've never gotten into it, and I haven't heard great things. And I'm more so looking forward to the upcoming Madoka movie opposed to this Madoka X Magia record. So a couple of things to look forward to. Nothing crazy there, because I don't know what the hell they would announce about Demon Slayer, considering, yeah, the second season is going to be starting in October, and probably the video game will be dropping around there. And Sword Art Online Movie Progressive, hey, I want to watch it. Okay, people, let's talk a little bit of sales. Now, apparently, a lot of the, you know, big Shonen Jump newbies like Marshall and Undead Unluck haven't really been doing amazing, at the very least the last couple weeks, because it was reported no Oricon again, which means that none of the newbie manga volumes from Jump charted or ranked this week. According to Shoseki estimations, on this fourth week, Mashal sold in its fourth week 11.8k, so basically the latest volume of Mashal is in 4 weeks at 120,000, which that's pretty freaking good for a newbie. Undead Unluck has sold 3.2 with 46,000, so yeah, Undead Unluck is little by little falling further and further behind Marshall. While Marshall's at 120, Undead Unluck is at 46, so that's less than half now at this point. Yozaku the Family with an additional 3.2 this week, 36,000. So, I mean, shout outs to Undead Unluck surpassing Yozaku the Family. Yozaku the Family, if I'm not mistaken, has been around the same time, or it's been before Undead Unluck. Forgive my ignorance on that. Phantom Seer has sold another 1.9 to even out 24,000. Still a shame. I Tell C is out. Damn, does that mean that it didn't even, like, rank any sales? Like, what the hell is that about? But yeah, it seems as though, considering 2 weeks in a row, none of them ranked, is either that there's a lot of stiff competition, which I'd imagine Tokyo Revengers volumes is, like, ranking the living shit out of everything, but Marshall, I mean, I want to say that's probably on par of what the last volume did, maybe a little bit less, but at the very least, Masho and Undead Unluck, they're doing enough to be very, very safe, and Yozaku the family probably got a lot of big shit coming soon, so that'll be around for a bit. And while we're on the topic of sales, because, yeah, it seems as though one of the reasons why a lot of these did not rank at all the last couple weeks is, yet again, taking a look at the list, it's comprised of a lot of just Jujutsu Kaisen and Tokyo Revengers back volumes. Like, that's what I see a lot of. And then there's one manga that I'm kind of shocked that it was just number one, Ona no Sono no Hoshi volume 2. That shit was just number one last week and now it's 41. Holy cow, talk about a massive dip. Eden Zero, the latest volume in 7 days, is at 30k. So okay, that's interesting to note, which is, you know, Hiro Mashima, the creator of Fairy Tail, his latest work, Eden Zero, at number 25 with 30k. Considering Eden Zero's anime has been out now, it's been playing in Japan at the very least, I'm wondering how high is it going to go. Maybe after the anime ends it'll boost it up, because I expect the series, like, at that point, once it gets an anime, to start selling like in the six figures range, like, or at the very least close to it, like 70, 80, 90,000 first week is what I expect. So Eden Zero doing almost 30, it's not bad, but we'll see what happens towards the end of Eden Zero's anime run. A lot of Tokyo Revengers continuing, like, that shit is tearing up the charts. And then coming to the top 10, at number 10, again, series that I just don't know about, and it's interesting because I gotta start getting more up on a lot of these newbies, or just series that I'm not familiar with. Uma Musume Pretty Derby Anthology Comic Star at number 10. Blue Lock number 14 at almost 80k, and that shit don't even have an anime yet. Jojolion number 26, 82,000. Shout outs to Araki, still selling. And coming in at number one, Kaguya-sama Love is War 22. I didn't report on it, but apparently the manga is going to be going on hiatus until July. So if you're a Kaguya-sama Love is War fan of the manga, yeah, don't expect any chapters until July. But yeah, very interesting, shaking things up. Seems like last few updates we've got, a lot of Shonen Jump titles really haven't been ripping it up. And maybe once the next My Hero and things like that drop, it'll change things and whatnot. But it seems like aside from Jujutsu Kaisen back volumes, Tokyo Revengers is really taking over, and then just a lot of kind of random series that are not too popular. And I'm gonna keep my eyes on Eden Zero, because 30,000 for a Hiro Mashima title first week still doesn't sound amazing. Okay, people, and lastly, one of the most controversial stories we have on today's docket. Apparently a woman was arrested for threatening arson against the former studio that handled Attack on Titan, Studio Wit. They did Attack on Titan for 3 seasons. They have a bunch of other big series under their belt. This is crazy, because especially we just 2 years ago had the Kyo anime, you know, fires and things like that, and for somebody to even be playing like that. And apparently this person was doing these threats prior to even those fires that happened in 2019. Let's take a look at this, because this is pretty disturbing. Police arrest woman for arson threat on Wit Studio. 25-year-old allegedly sent email on May 7th to the studio behind Attack on Titan, Great Pretender. Police from Tokyo's Musashino Police Station reported on Friday that they have arrested a 25-year-old woman from Miyagi Prefecture's Osaki City on the charge of forcible obstruction of business. The suspect allegedly sent an email to Wit Studio, studio behind Attack on Titan, etc., etc., threatening to set the anime studio on fire. The police made the arrest on Wednesday, and according to the police report, the woman admitted to the charge. According to police, the woman sent the email on May 7th writing, "I will set your headquarters on fire in 1 week." The studio strengthened its securities, which forced some obstruction to daily business. Police are investigating if the suspect is suffering from any mental illness, and also if she sent harassing emails and faxes to the studio since around 2018. It's been almost 2 years since the 2019 Kyoto animation fire that killed 36 people and injured 33. Since then, there's been similar incidents of arson threats made to some anime studios and people, some explicitly referring to the Kyoto animation fire. In June 2020, Kyoto police arrested a suspect for threatening to stab and set on fire a number of staff members and voice actresses for the Kimono Friends anime. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, some of these people, like, either are very, very juvenile, think that there's gonna be no repercussions, or you gotta have some sort of mental health issues to be doing shit like this. Like, there's just been a tragedy, a national tragedy, 2 years ago, and in May, you're, you know, 2 years later, threatening to burn down a studio, and, like, over what? Like, they don't have, obviously, the reason behind why this woman is doing this. Like, for all you know, it could be, like, she's upset that they didn't do Attack on Titan Season 4. Like, really stupid shit like that is possible, and it's just like, come on, fam. Like, if it is mental illness and shit like that, definitely this person needs help, but fam, we've been through too much the last few years between, of course, the Kyo animation fires and, you know, just everything with the pandemic and stuff like that. Like, the world is too vulnerable right now to be dealing with motherfuckers doing crazy shit like this. So if it is mental illness, definitely this person needs help, but nah, you can't be doing that. People lost their lives. This is a serious matter. People are beefing, you know, they're beefing up security because people are probably going into work thinking like, damn, I could die coming to this building today over you wanting to fucking play around and make phone calls like that and send emails and shit. Get the fuck out of here with that. But yeah, people, those are the stories we have for today's episode. I'm curious what you guys think. The newbie's not doing too hot sales-wise, like Marshall and Undead. I mean, they're doing fine, but in terms of rankings and the new one-shots, are you familiar with any of the authors? Aniplex Online Fest, are you looking forward to the festival? Boruto popularity poll, that horrible popularity poll. Your thoughts on the results? Your thoughts on the manga sales for the top 50 manga? Dr. Stone author apologizing regarding the volumes? The Undead Unluck popularity poll, because I'm not caught up, I'm curious what you guys think of those results. The Jujutsu Kaisen popularity poll, the unfortunate news that we're not being able to participate in it. Black Clover's manga jumping up a few million sales. This threat and this woman being arrested over threatening Wit Studio. Like, what the hell is going on? And your thoughts on any of the stories we covered in this episode. But that's all I have for this one. Thanks for watching. Hope you enjoyed. If you liked anything I had to say or enjoyed the video, drop me a like. I'd greatly appreciate it. And if you want more from me, make sure to subscribe. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram. Hit that bell to get all notifications. And if you want to follow any of my other social media, links are in the description below. I'm Feneverworld, and as always, people, have an awesome day.
And remember the golden rule:
anime and manga
for life. Bye.
Have an awesome day. Peace in. And you guys just watched another episode of
Whatever News.
Have an awesome day.